Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Minamaliit dahil sa kulay ng balat, sinasaktan at sinisigawan dahil sa hugis ng mata, at pinapalaya sa kinaroroonan dahil para sa ibang lahi, sila ay kakaiba. Yan ang karanasan ng maraming Asian migrants, at kahit dito sa Australia, hindi sila ligtas sa pang-aalipusta. Mas lumalala pa ito sa paglaganap ng coronavirus sa mundo, kung saan sinisisi ng ibang lahi ang mga Asian sa nararanasang krisis. Kaya para ipahayag ang pagtutol sa lumalaganap na racism laban sa mga Asian, Australian at migrants, idinaan sa sining at pagtatanghal ng grupo ng mga artist ang kanilang saloobin. Pakinggan ang panayam natin sa Filipino-Australian na bahagi ng I Am Not a Virus, Australia. Pilipino ang mga magulang ni Zachary Lopez na dumating sa Australia noong 80s. Dito na siya pinanganak at lumaki. Sa pagpasok niya sa mga universidad, natuon ang kanyang atensyon sa pagsasayaw.
I am an Australian Filipino, born and raised in Brisbane, but currently living on Gadigal land in Sydney. I'm predominantly trained as a dancer, as a contemporary dancer, and primarily work in that field in performing arts.
Tumanggap siya ng Exceptional Young Artist Scholarship para sa Sydney Dance Company pre-professional year noong 2014. Nakatanggap din siya ng Australia Council for the Arts Art Start Grant noong 2015 para makatrabaho at mahubog ng mga international artist at company sa larangan ng performance art.
Person who has migrant Filipino parents coming from the Philippines in the 80s and you know, living here without any... didn't have the opportunities, basically. So financially, I wasn't able to do any dance classes or any training when I was young. So I began training at university in Brisbane at QUT and did a dance degree there and trained there. So I graduated there in 2013, which is maybe several years ago. And yeah, from there, I started working professionally around Australia with companies like Opera Australia and Sydney Dance Company. And smaller independent companies in Brisbane and Perth. So I've kind of been a little bit around the place.
Australian man ang kinalakihang kultura, naramdaman niya sa murang edad ang hindi pantay na trato sa mga tulad niyang Asian ang itsura.
Maybe it's only been a few years where I've realized that wasn't okay. Like all these kind of comments and taunts and kind of racial slurs that have been said to my face, but also... quite aggressively as well sometimes. I guess, yeah, growing up, there's just, you know, slight comments and aggressive tones thrown at me throughout my kind of primary and high school, which is still quite relevant in my artwork as well. Yeah. Like, it's given me inspiration to be like, oh, okay, so this has happened in the past. It wasn't the fault of the child or my peers. Like, I'm not angry at them, but why did I have these kind of interactions with my peers and why did it make me feel like this?
Malaki ang naging epekto nito sa kanyang buhay. Pero sa halip na magtago, ginamit niya ang talento para magbigay ng mensahe sa lumalalang insidente ng racism sa bansa.
I wasn't really aware of this after graduating university. Like, just being a person on stage is enough for the general public to see and to see a representation of, you know, a diverse person on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, by making particular works like this, quite political work through I Am Not a Virus Project and Diversity Arts, but also it's very important just to normalize a person of color on stage or person of color on TV.
Nakipagtulungan ng Diversity Arts Australia sa maraming organisasyon para makalap ang kwento ng mga Asian sa Australia na nakakaranas ng racism. Higit 400 istorya at nakapanlulumong karanasan ang kanilang nalikom. Bilang tugon, isang proyekto sa tulong ng mga artist ang kanilang binuo na tinawag nilang I Am Not a Virus. Pinagsama-sama nila ang mga likhang sining, sayaw, tula at maikling pelikula na nagmumulat sa kamalayan para tapusin na ang siklo ng pang-aalipusta. Isa si Zachary sa 68 Asian-Australian creatives na naging bahagi ng proyekto. Isang contemporary dance performance ang kanyang binuo at tinawag niyang Royal Horizon.
we all know Pauline Hanson. It got me to her maiden speech and how she's saying things like, you know, we're being swamped by these certain group of people. So swamped by Asians or swamped by Muslims, and how that kind of is embedded into the minds of Australians and what that kind of allows for other Australians to think of these people. So that was kind of like my starting point into, you know, researching and looking into her philosophies and how I can kind of extrapolate within art. So I really took in the idea of swamp and wanted to kind of recreate that in a way that is visual and quite interactive.
Sumasayaw sa paligid ng mga nakabiting gamit at simbolo ng pagiging Asyano. Bawat galaw niya, sumasalamin sa sakit na nararamdaman ng mga taong tanging hangad lang ay magandang buhay sa labas ng kontinente. Isa itong representasyon ng unti-unting paglubog ng makulay na kultura na natatabunan ng takot at pangamba.
It's a representation of kind of the diversity of East and Southeast Asian Australians, but I also wanted to kind of incorporate the idea of kind of appreciation of Asian culture, but also devaluation of Asian culture as well. Like, you know, we appreciate the diversity of the culture that Southeast Asian and Asian people bring to Australia, food, culture, art, all that stuff. But also there's this underlying kind of fear of that as well. The fear of the difference that they bring and the fear of the other that they bring and the fear that they will change Australian society, whatever that means.
Kabilang din sa mga Filipino-Australian artist ang Filipina poet at creator na si Eunice Andrada na sumulat ng tula bilang tribute sa mga nurse na namatay dahil sa COVID-19. Isang tula at short film din ang ginawa ng conceptual writer at spoken word artist na si Macha Cassidy na nagpapakita ng racism at xenophobia pagdating sa trabaho at komunidad. Habang isang dance film naman ang binuo ng film director at performer na si Rowena Rasmussen na pinamagatang I Don't See You as Asian. Umaasa silang magiging daan ito para mabago ang pananaw ng bawat tao at mangibabaw ang respeto para sa isa't isa.
Just to be and be interested in your identity in terms of like your history and your parents and keep talking to those who kind of like look like you and see what their experiences are. I think now that there's more diverse faces on TV and in art and in printed magazines and it's more a little bit more celebrated, I hope they're able to see themselves reflected.
Para sa sino man na nakakaranas ng racism, maaring magsampa ng reklamo sa Australian Human Rights Commission o tumawag sa 1-300-656-419.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.